The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Oh my God, only in Ireland could a segment about childhood television include Glen Rowe. What does that say about us? I don't know. So this is kind of an interesting thing. A tweet went viral during the week, 40 million views and lots of discussion around it. There was a mother in Florida and she was out for a bike ride with her child, I'm presuming. Natalia Barber was her name. And she took the photo of her child on the bike in front of her on a very pleasant bike track, and there's trees and it's nature and it's all very nice. And her tweet said, "No kid remembers their best day in front of TV." And at a glance, you probably thought to yourself, well, that's just your kind of typical fridge magnet wisdom stuck in social media. Hard to disagree with. And yet everybody disagreed, is the interesting thing. So here are some of the responses. "So many of my best and most fond childhood memories involve watching television. So many walks, trips, even entire holidays have been forgotten. The walks have been forgotten, and I'm fine with that." Somebody else says, "Any Saturday morning in the 80s, watching cartoons from 6:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. was just a great beginning to the weekend." And this was really the predominant sentiment, that actually, you know, we're kind of conditioned to view TV watching as a giant waste of time. Carpe diem, go out and do something with your life. And yet everybody reflects very warmly on the hours they spent watching TV and has no regrets about the time spent watching TV. So to discuss, happy to say Edward Hayden is a chef and food lecturer, friend of the show, is on the line. Edward, hello.
Hi, Joe. How are you going?
Give me your vintage then. Give me your vintage. Did the Glen Rowe music get you feel all tingly there?
I'm, alas, all of the theme music that you had is my vintage. So yeah, 1983, child of 1983, so the maths suggest 41. So all of those I remember fondly. I had actually forgotten about Rosie and Jim until I heard the music. And who could have thought that two puppets could have so much fun on one boat, Joe?
Well, indeed. Cuiva Harney is here as well, works at News Talk. Cuiva, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Give us your vintage. Who are your mainstays?
The Moor Bags. I'm not sure if anyone remembers them. Very sad that the guys didn't cut a clip. But it was set in a castle in Ireland. And there was kind of like a wizard. So I don't really know what the Moor Bags were. They were kind of just like giant, maybe dinosaurs. But then they had like a floppy ear kind of thing going on. And every day they'd have this wizard. Now, there was the wizard was, there was a few different ones, but my favourite one was Claire Crowley. And if she wasn't on, I didn't kind of like watching it because she was the main one. So I thought that was always, yeah, my favourite one. But Bosco as well, that was a big one for me.
To our tweeter who got this all rolling and set off probably World War III in her life for a week and did not expect this thing to go as viral as it has, do you agree with the general sentiment in response, Cuiva, that actually I have no regrets about all the TV I spent watching? I've forgotten most of the walks.
Look, my parents were very strict on the kind of amount of TV that I was allowed to watch. So yeah, we weren't allowed to watch TV before school. We could only watch TV in the evening if we had our homework done and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like the TV I watched, I absolutely don't regret watching. But I would kind of agree with the tweet, because my favourite childhood memories are like playing out in the fields with my cousins, you know, running around, like having the crack. Like, obviously, I like TV, but do I think that...
The best days of your lives?
No, I don't. I think it's kind of sad that people would think that, to be honest.
Edward, where are you?
Listen, I'm kind of a little bit, I won't say on the fence, but I think it's really a mixture of, I can't say that I remember, you know, a day sitting watching 40 Coats or Bosco has made me the person I am. But neither can I suggest that, you know, being out on the bike and playing around with our neighbours down the road did it either. I think really it's all about balance, and it's about having a mixture of everything. I mean, the television, as I said, was certainly much more. I want to use the word innocent, but I'm going to use the word harmless, perhaps back in our time. But I think there's a balance for everything. You know, I'm sitting here now talking to you, Joe, and I'm looking over at the couch, and I mean, there's nothing like being curled up on a Saturday morning with a bowl of dry Rice Krispies and a duvet and kind of just watching a bit of telly. I mean, all of these things are good, but I think in balance, to have a mixture of both would be lovely. And I think most of us, certainly of my generation anyway, certainly did have a mixture of the two.
Yeah, same, very much so. I mean, it was great when Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came on and you had a bowl of cereal and it was a Saturday morning and you're there with your siblings, not killing each other. And like life was perfect, like that, press pause on that moment. It's funny you say, Edward, that television was more innocent. And on the face of it, I agree with you. But just thinking about this segment, I was reflecting on the TV I watched. And look, parenting has changed. And I think these days we're all far more on top of what's been watched and how much is being watched because we're so worried about developmental concerns over too much screen time. But I don't know about you, Caoimhe, but Edward, if we're the same vintage, like, I don't know how, but I would have found myself watching way too much. Like as a 7, 8, 9, 10 year old, not even blinking twice, watching Jerry Springer at 1 o'clock in the day and watching Ricky Lake and
Sally, Jesse, Raphael.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know if that's damaged us, but it probably didn't help. So let's not go too far down the innocent route. Like Jerry's Final Thought, I mean, you know, that's kind of like a staple of your childhood too, I would think, Edward.
I don't know if I would have had as much Jerry Springer. I was, I don't think I'd have as much. I think, you know, we didn't get that sense. Maybe the world was different. We didn't feel that we were being, I never felt I was being exposed to something, even if you were trying to, you know, watch it vicariously.
Yeah.
It was always so far removed from my world anyway. I mean, down in rural Kilkenny here in beautiful Greignamana.
Nobody from Kilkenny was on Jerry Springer back in the day, no?
Nobody from Turkey. We didn't have those sorts of problems. We still don't have those sorts of problems. So you could watch them for the sheer entertainment, knowing that it was completely removed and completely alien to your life, is what I'm suggesting to you.
Yeah. Are you watching much TV these days, Caoimhe?
To be honest, no, I don't.
Oh, good.
Like, I was just thinking there because I didn't, when I heard that Edward had chosen Glen Rowe, I didn't realise we could go. I thought it was like childhood, like cartoons and that kind of thing. But one thing I used to run home from school to watch in secondary school was Home and Away.
Hmm.
And I remember someone saying to me, once you leave college, you will never watch Home and Away again. And I didn't. And like, it was something that like, I would skip lectures to watch Home and Away. But now, no, like I don't watch TV, maybe the odd Netflix series, but I'd have to binge watch it all in one day. Like I'd never go back kind of each day and watch an episode.
It's funny. That's the other big change. I mean, it was lovely in hindsight how communal it was to watch TV. Like I distinctly remember summer holidays and you're out with your friends and time is moving slowly and it's great. And it's like, oh my God, Big Brother's on in 10 minutes. And everybody scatters.
Did you watch Big Brother?
Yeah, see, it was so huge when it first, so I think 2001, 02 territory.
Okay.
Kind of teenager then.
I don't think I was allowed to watch it.
Yeah. You would have been that bit younger.
I was born in 93, so.
Yeah, so you would have been too young at 10, I think. And then it just got a bit ridiculous as it went on. But there was a sweet spot. But there was the communal aspect of, you know, people binge watch Netflix now in their own time. But it was kind of great to run home and say, I told you tomorrow, Big Brother's on.
Yeah, exactly.
That's lost.
And that is lost. And it's the same with Home and Away. Like everyone I knew had watched Home and Away and you'd come in and you'd say, oh, Rachel has got with your man or whatever. They're Braxton brothers. If anyone ever watched Home and Away, the Braxton brothers, when they left, to be honest, that was the end of it for me because they killed off all the good characters. So that was when I had to phase it out.
It's been a big loss. I mean, Edward, I don't need to tell you what we were talking about after Miley and Fidelma. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Did we know what sex was until Miley and Fidelma had a role in the Hay? And I think everybody remembers it. But yeah, I mean, listen, it was just so, I mean, all of these things, they're iconic. I mean, I put the question, I wonder in 30 years' time, will the then interviewees and interviewer on Youth Talk be talking about what happened in the programmes now? Do they have that lasting effect? I'm even just thinking as we're talking, I think we should arrange a march to the Dáil to bring back Mary Fitzgerald. Do you remember Mary Fitzgerald, who used to do that? She had the Make and Do books, and she used to do a section on Scrap Saturday with pipe cleaners and toilet roll holders and trifle sponges, and what she couldn't do with them was fantastic. And we were all trying to recreate these, you know, elaborate ladybirds and caterpillars out of toilet roll holders and pipe cleaners.
Yeah.
And lollipop sticks.
We got to go here. Some text coming in very quickly. I was 10 years old. I was allowed to stay up on Saturdays to watch Match of the Day and watch Man United. And I was given special permission to watch the Champions League final in 99. This is the greatest childhood memory that I have. I know it's sports and maybe it's different, but as a young kid in Cork watching sporting history, that was magnificent, David. I totally agree. I'm of that vintage too. That was like one of the great nights of your childhood. So, I mean, yeah, I could have gone for a walk, but I wouldn't remember the walk.
Do you know what I used to be allowed to stay up to watch the odd time? Usually when my mom went to badminton.
Does your mom know about this?
She doesn't know.
You weren't allowed to.
My dad was too busy asleep or whatever.
Okay. Well, I mean, we all had the joy of like, dad's here, I'll do what I want.
This is very sad now.
Okay.
Prime time.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to love watching prime time. So there you go. Hence, here I am in News Talk.
Right. Okay. Listen, there you go. We played outside a lot as kids. We were always back inside for Rugrats and Sabrina the Teenage Witch, says Ben and Carlo. Saturday morning watching Fraggle Rock, JP and Limerick. And the Glenrow music has triggered a I haven't finished my homework moment, says John and Mayo, which we've all sort of had, I think. Okay, so I think everybody happy enough to have had a bit of TV in their lives, and maybe balance is the key. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you
for coming in. And Edward, thanks to you. Appreciate it.
Nice to talk to you, Joe. Thanks so much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.